During the first Bush administration, relations with Europe, especially France and Germany, deteriorated over the Iraq War and other U.S. foreign policy decisions. But Matthias Rueb, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says the response in Germany to Secretary Rice's recent visit to Europe is one of guarded optimism.
It has been noted that Condoleezza Rice, while in Brussels, not only visited the headquarters of NATO, but also the headquarters of the European Union. And the same is going to be true for the president's trip. So this is an important symbol. But still, there's quite a bit of skepticism all over Europe, whether this is only a change in style or also a change in substance. Chancellor Schröder and also President Chirac of France were quite happy that both partners are now in a period that they agreed on not looking back but looking forward. Maybe it's too soon to come to a conclusion. The sticking points are still there. For instance, the Kyoto Protocol. There is no consensus between the partners on how to treat the International Criminal Court in The Hague. There's still the quarrel, even more serious, about whether the Europeans should lift their arms embargo to China.
In Paris, at the prestigious Institute of Political Studies, Secretary Rice delivered a major policy speech aimed at repairing strained relations. Philippe Joly, U.S. bureau chief for Le Figaro, French newspaper, says that people in France have welcomed the new tone that Secretary Rice set.
I think there was a sense of a new start, at least in the manner. Regarding the substance of the message, there are still some question marks and some worries, I think. The underlying philosophy of the foreign policy of the United States is still seen as problematic on some issues, like Iran, for instance. And I think also, you know, good words are not always enough. I really want to see how it will go along between President Bush and President Chirac in Brussels next week.
But Philippe Joly says it's obvious that Americans and Europeans still need one another.
They definitely need one another, even when they don't necessarily think they do, like on the Middle East issue, on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So it will be very interesting to see how they finally find a way to coordinate their effort there.
Janine Zakaria, Washington correspondent for the Jerusalem Post, says that people in Israel were quite pleased with Secretary Rice's visit.
Over the last 4 years, Prime Minister Sharon and his administration have had a very good relationship with her as National Security Advisor, and they're looking forward to a good relationship with her as Secretary of State. She didn't make any real strong overt demands on the Israelis beyond trying to help the Palestinians as they move forward with reform of their security services. And it looks like she sent a signal that she's going to be quite attentive to the whole peace process. One other important announcement that came out of the summit was the appointment of Lieutenant General William Ward, rather not of the summit, but of Condoleezza Rice's visit. Lieutenant General William Ward is going to be the new security envoy for Condoleezza Rice. And I think it was significant that she appointed a military person to do that, really showing that Washington's focus right now is on Palestinian security reform and Israeli-Palestinian security cooperation, not bold peace moves at the moment.
Rami Khoury, editor of Beirut's Daily Star, says that people in the Arab world were far less impressed than elsewhere by Secretary Rice's visit and her meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
Her presence in the Middle East and her statements about the Middle East were not really very dramatic or very new. She made it a point to stay away from the Sharm el-Sheikh meeting between the Israeli and Palestinian leaders. I think people have become pretty hardened to reality, and the sentiment, I think, among a lot of people was that we want to see the United States take a more decisive position. People understand that when the U.S. gets involved in things, sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't help. What's much more important is what policies will the U.S. pursue, and I think people are going to watch that closely now.
In general, members of the international press have welcomed the new tone set during Ms. Rice's first overseas visit after becoming Secretary of State, but they have also adopted a wait-and-see position regarding the substance of U.S. foreign policy in a second Bush term. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.